13, and now we come to sport. I must start off with rugby. Newton Abbott Rugby Football Club's first 15, 35 points. Columpton RFC, 38. Newton Abbott RFC's first 15 were left devastated as they lost their weekend fixture in the final seconds. Missed tackles allowed Columpton to open the scoring in the early knockings, but Newton hit back on home soil with a pair of converted tries of their own, flipping the game on its head. Mike Saxton, the director of rugby at Rackerhays, spoke after the game saying, "The first three quarters were cracking. I thought we dominated that period, and centre Callum Westaway was on hand to make this count, paired with a third conversion from Tom Steer." Saxon also commented, "We've thrown it away, really, in not sticking to the basic field tactics." New Cross's 29-7 defeat at home to North Taunton was not the setback it might appear. A second loss in the first four games is not the ideal start to a promotion push season, but the wider picture is upbeat. Tim Marshall, part of the management and coaching team at Five Lanes, said the overall depth at the club is on the up and there is plenty of time to turn results around. First and foremost, we got two teams out on Saturday for the first time in more than 10 years, which is a massive positive. We had a number of key players missing, but North Taunton came with a physical edge we couldn't match. Teams win in evenly matched affair. Tynmouth RFC's first 15 hosted North Petherton on Saturday, September the 28th, and both teams started well. You could see from the off that they were going to be evenly matched, and possession was certainly going back and forth. The final score was 33-27. Pete Parsons, the Tynmouth captain, said the result was better than the game itself. It was a good result, but a niggly game that annoyingly we got drawn into.
Thank you.
And now we come on to football. Spurs gained 3 points at Honiton. Newton Abbott Spurs went to Honiton Town and secured a big 3 points in the South West Peninsula League on Saturday the 28th. Defender Finn Pearce was joined on the score sheet by Owen Green in the first half as Spurs led 2-1 away from home at the break. The former found the back of the net again in the second 45 and inspired Mark Revel's men to a hard-earned 3-2 victory. For Tynmouth, they weren't quite as successful as Spurs, travelling to Elberton Villa and losing 3-1. Ryan Bush netted a hat-trick to inspire Buckland Athletics to their latest Western Football League win. The physical striker boasts a strong run of form in front of goal right now. Bush's treble, paired with a strike from Ryan Shanley, made the difference upon Buckland's visit to Somerset, beating Welton Rovers 4-1 away from home. Now we come on to the South Devon Football League, the Premier Division. In the Premier Division, Newton Abbott 66 earned a 3-0 win at Buckfastleigh Rangers. Defending champions Ilsington Villa lost 1-0 at home to an East Allington United side that have won two of their three matches. At the bottom of the division, Chudleigh Athletic picked up a massive 3 points with a 2-0 win over Besands Rovers. In Division 1, the final 100% records disappeared in a goalless draw at Bovey Tracy, where the hosts became the first team in nearly 2 years to prevent Plymouth Phoenix from scoring in a game. The next sport is hockey. England Hockey National League Conference West. Guildford Men's First 11 won, Ashmore Men's First 11 nil. after a result that didn't reflect Ashmore's efforts in their opening National League fixture, the men's first team were determined to bounce back against early table toppers Guildford. There were great performances from the whole Ashmore squad, and it was gutting not to come away with anything to show for their outstanding efforts. And in there are two other results. In the Petroc Division 2, University of Plymouth, 4th, 11, 1, Ashmore Women's 1st, 11, 10. And the other one is Ashmore Men's 2nd, 11, 2, Isca Men's 11, 0. And finally, there's a little bit of running. Bovey Tracy Runners had 12 representatives at the Ladies 10K organised by Teambridge Trotters. The event boasted a new venue and route this year, starting and ending at Ipplepen Cricket Club. Horrendous weather and a lot of puddles and mud along the route made for interesting conditions, but it was, as usual, a very well-supported event with 235 finishers. The course follows various country lanes up and down Ogwell and Denbury. A big well done to Emma Start, who came second in her age category in 52 minutes 15 seconds. This event was supposed to be followed by the Torbay Half Marathon, but the weather won out and it was cancelled. And that's your sport for today.